In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you were to ask a learned Jew of our Lord's time, who was the greatest of the prophets, he would have said Elijah. Elijah was the prophet par excellence. He did everything that the prophets were supposed to do, called the people to return to fidelity to God, and he obviously had received the approval of God because at the end of his earthly life, he was taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot. So Elijah was number one. Now, the disciples asked Jesus, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And the reason why is in the book of the prophet Malachi, it describes that before the day of the Lord, which was the day of judgment, before the coming of the Messiah, Elijah would come. He would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the children to their fathers, lest the Lord come and strike the land with a curse. So they expected Elijah. So even to this day, if you go to a Jewish Seder, you will find a seat left empty for what? For Elijah. And so they expect Elijah. They expected Elijah to come and expect him to come. Now, as we know with 20/20 hindsight, because we know how the story ends, it was not Elijah himself, but one who was like Elijah, of the mode of Elijah, namely Saint John the Baptist. He was the one who would come after the fashion of Elijah to turn the hearts of the children to their fathers and the fathers to their children, lest the Lord come and strike the land with a curse. What was he? What did he do? He preached a message of repentance, and many people heard that message and repented. And he confronted those who were evildoers, just as Elijah did. And so we find St. John the Baptist doing exactly what he was supposed to do and fulfilling the role of Elijah before the coming of Jesus. And so this is one of the reasons why St. John the Baptist is kind of a big deal. He is, in a very real sense, the link between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And he is numbered great among the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.